Definition 6 is a listed terrorist organization, and ALP and LMP are a listed terrorist organization, and the Monarchist League of King Charles III, Commonwealth of Australia Realm, is listed as a terrorist organization. As we know, ALP and LMP of Monarchist League King Charles III, Commonwealth of Australia Realm, has murdered over 350,000 people over the past decade, because they've got the ideology that they aggregated a death statistic and just shoved it under the carpet. They've got proliferation with their chemical armed genocide in their measured ideologies, and so ALP and LMP is a listed terrorist organization. Simon Birmingham's a listed terrorist organization. Simon Birmingham's a listed terrorist. So Peter Dutton's also a listed terrorist. And the way Anthony Albanese and Tony Burke exploit their listed terrorists as well. And Australian Parliament House is a listed terrorist organization. Though how would every member of ALP be, and how would every member of LMP be, if they were forced? I'm not a member of ALP and I'm not a member of LMP. Though how would it be if every member of ALP and every member of LMP, Definition 6 and Fed, were forced to consume a mental state inducement without a day in court for the rest of their fucking lives? How would they be then? Consume the law they've dished up. So according to Definition 6 law and the Fed law of ALP and LMP, they can abduct and drug in hostage, torture, entrapment, whoever they want, at any time they want, with no day in court before a mental state inducement, and there's been a genocide and it's proliferated, and there's been over 350,000 murders by ALP, LMP from Fed Definition 6 and the Fed staff. They've murdered over 350,000 people. King Charles III has committed a genocide in Republic of Australia because their ideology, they had this ideology that 48% of the population were mentally disordered or dangerous to themselves and others. That was the ideology. But see, the thing is, with mental state inducement, they just have a quota. They just have a quota to fill. Because they got beds, they just fill them. So there's abduction, because according to it in NSW, there was 53% of what Chris Minns broadcast on ABC were involuntarily presented to the emergency department for mental state inducement. That means if they're involuntarily presented to the emergency department, they're locked in a cell and forcefully injected. The way it works in Australia at the moment with ALP and LMP and Definition 6, if you're not someone else's slave, you're just somebody else's slave. If you're not being exploited by someone else, you're just being exploited by someone else. For example, renting is day one homelessness. You're just being exploited to pay day one homelessness. That's what it is. Renting is day one homelessness. The way the law has corrected to it, and all these strategies in rental investments and buyouts in portfolios and all that shit. If you're not someone else's slave, you're just somebody else's slave. You're just a dead or alive slave. That's all it is in this country. You're just a dead or alive slave. If you're not exploited by someone else as a dead or alive slave, you're just somebody else's dead or alive slave.